Some Western societies feel it's a danger that many immigrants come to their country. How do you think the Hungarian society feels about this fact?
According to the statistics, the Hungarian society has a quite negative attitude towards foreigners and refugees. Of course, it also depends on where the foreigners come from. But I think there's a huge responsibility on the side of the government and the media and the school system to educate Hungarians to receive people who have a different color of skin or who speak a different language or who eat different food. In Hungary, I see it rather problematic. And if we think a little bit about the Hungarian history, it should not be like this. Hungary, and most of all Budapest, has always been a place of immigration. Anybody from Budapest has at least one or even two grandparents or who are not of Hungarian origin, so we should be really much more tolerant. Plus, Hungary was a very important country for immigration from the country, if you think of all the Hungarians who left to live in Western Europe or in America. And now I think it's our turn to give back this favor to those nations who are now in such a bad situation, as we were in many times during the 20th century.
Your status is special because, mainly, you go against the Hungarian authorities, because you defend the rights of these foreigners. Why do you think this is necessary?
To put it very simply, no authority is perfect. They are supposed to make the right decisions, but they don't always do so. And it's not a personal question if we go against them. Our relationship with authorities is quite cooperative in many fields. In some fields, extremely good, even better than in many other countries. But still, it's very important that the civil society provide protection for these people who might not receive the right decision in an asylum or alien policy procedure.